Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are ours.
These days are always our happy days here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Even when I'm talking serious stuff, it's better when I do it with you, because here at Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Friday, TGIF, to each and every one of you. Hope you've got some great plans for the weekend, because apparently the Arctic blast is going to lift, thank goodness, and it's going to be like in the 40s, maybe even creep into the 50s this weekend. I know I'll be getting outside, and we got a great show for you today. Terry Barr is going to join us at 3:30 for What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. We've got that with Terry every Friday at 3:30. In fact, I'm going to spend the whole second half of this show talking about good stuff. The weeks are long these days, and so, you know, maybe a little lightness, a little relaxation on Fridays is a good thing, but we got a little bit more business to do, some politicking to talk, and I have been reticent to, yesterday I didn't want to talk about the CEO of United that got murdered, clearly a hit. I'm not saying anybody paid the guy, but like this guy planned for days and days to take out the United CEO. And did you hear this piece of it? The bullet casings, they had etchings on them. They had words etched into them. So like this is about as premeditated and planned as you can possibly get. The guy took a bus, concealed his identity, stayed in New York for 10 days, stalked this guy, and then took the time to etch the bullets with these words: deny, defend, and depose. You might be, what the hell does that mean? Well, since about 60% of us have at some point in time had coverage denied or had to tangle with an insurance company, deny, defend, depose basically mean deny the claim, and then when the insurance company gets sued, defend the lawsuit, and then depose means, and then depose the patient, right? Depose the insured. It's pointing to the business practices of insurance companies. And, you know, the reason that I've decided to talk about this is because this is one incident, but it sits within this much bigger picture of what is going on and what is being done to the middle class by the American oligarchy, a kleptocracy, if you will, by the billionaire bro class. And, you know, the assassination of Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, led to what I can just call pretty gross commentary online. People not sympathetic because this guy worked for United. He was one of the guys making the decisions. And by the way, United Healthcare is part of the United Holding Company. So he wasn't like the top CEO of everything at United, but he ran one of their big insurance divisions. And he was there because United has been sued by, I believe, the Firefighters Union over their use of artificial intelligence to deny claims. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You want to talk about, what do you think about the CEO's murder? I want to hear from you. And I happened to have a long-planned dinner with a bunch of girlfriends last night, all of whom work in healthcare. One is a hospital administrator, one is a nurse, and one is a doctor. And we talked about this, and they brought up what is today getting as much news coverage, or at least some of the news coverage, related to the CEO's murder. And that is that Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, a different insurance company, had just said that they were basically going to start metering anesthesia care. And I want you all to think about like how truly guano crazy, bat guano crazy that is. Like, if you are in surgery, the point is not to complete the surgery as quickly as possible because tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Like, surgeons follow protocols for different procedures, given patients varying health characteristics. The whole point of the surgery would be, like, take the appropriate time that the surgeon in their expert judgment needs to ensure that the patient's aims for the surgery are fulfilled and that the patient is safe. It's not a race on the clock. And they were essentially creating incentives for that to happen. And they were placing arbitrary limits on how much anesthesia care a person undergoing surgery would get coverage for. That's insane. And those aren't like the United CEO getting murdered and Anthem doing. Those aren't unrelated things. Now, who knows? Maybe, you know, the etching of the bullets and making it seem like it's anger at the health insurance industry is cover for something else. Maybe that'll come out. But people are rightfully ticked off at health insurance companies because we've all been on the receiving end of that baloney. And let me just put this marker down. It is beyond stupid that the way that we acquire health insurance in this country is through our employers. That's dumb. It just is. Most other places don't do it that way. Because it's like, oh, well, I'm changing jobs. Oh, I have no insurance. Perfect. It's stupid. So, by the way, because of the public outcry, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield this morning said, oh, never mind. We're not going to meter anesthesia care when our insureds are having surgery. I would like to hear from you. Let's talk about this because there's a big picture here. We're going to dig in more after these brief messages. Join us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And don't you worry, y'all. I'm going to tell you what the big picture is and what this all is really about. I even have sound for you. All that coming up right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Friday, y'all. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Nothing can hold me when I hold you. So right, it can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long. These days are ours.